The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Hello, my name is Kenny Park Yee from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will share with you from the December edition of the On Target e-newsletter. The top left of the e-newsletter reads, Happy Holidays. Disability Rights NC wishes you peace and joy during this holiday season. Below that is an article called, Lack of Services Can Lead to Unnecessary Guardianships. Petitioning for guardianship is one of the most significant legal actions that can be taken against a person because they lose the right to make basic life decisions. But inadequate community-based services for people with disabilities makes guardianship more common. As Corey Dunn, and that's C-O-R-Y-E, Policy Director with Disability Rights NC, told WUNC, there is a misguided belief that guardianship is going to somehow get people with disabilities services that don't exist. Thus, a tool that caregivers once used primarily to help them make decisions for their elders is now being used for younger adults with mental illness or with intellectual or developmental disabilities who need support earlier in life but do not necessarily need a guardian. The story to the right is called James's Story, Claiming His Rights and Coming Home. And there's a photo with the caption, James to the left and Tabitha Bryant, attorney with Disability Rights NC, to the right. Tabitha Bryant and Lisa Grafstein, attorneys at Disability Rights NC, first met James on a monitoring visit to Broughton Hospital in 2015. James, who is deaf, had been institutionalized for 9 months. His treatment team said he was ready for discharge and he wanted to go home. James has lived in the small town of Vale, NC since he was born in 1965, and for the past 19 years, he has lived in a mobile home on his family's property. He cherishes his privacy of family photos among the decorative items in his home. He loves to draw and he loves to cook, his favorite dish being liver mush. James's treatment team recommended he be discharged to a group home in Asheville, over an hour away from his hometown. James objected to this plan, so our attorneys investigated and found that the treatment team was misinformed about the condition of James's home and his ability to live in the community. They advocated for an inspection of his property and connected him to the Transitions to Community Living Initiative, which arranges for services and supports that allow people with disabilities to live in their communities rather than institutions. James was discharged to his home in July 2015. In the hospital, he felt like a, quote, zombie, walking around in a stupor. I felt like I was going to die sometimes, he said of that time. It was awful. James's family was excited about his return, and he enjoys being close to them again. He enrolled in a psychosocial rehabilitation program that meets 4 days a week and is looking forward to balancing his private time at home with his social interaction in the program. James wants to work to support his independence. One day he would like to move to a bigger city where he can meet others who know American Sign Language. But if he does leave his hometown, this time it will be on his own terms. This next section says, Get Policy Updates by Email. For disability rights advocates interested in a more in-depth view of policy issues in North Carolina, our policy staff have designed a periodic email for policy updates. This email will focus exclusively on legislative and government agency issues that impact people with disabilities. Our monthly e-news will continue to focus on the work of our entire agency and stories about the clients we serve. The section below is called It's Giving Tuesday. Giving Tuesday is a day dedicated to giving back. It's the day when individuals, families, and businesses around the world come together for one common purpose, to celebrate generosity and to give. Show your support for the work of Disability Rights North Carolina by giving a donation today. All donations are tax deductible. The section below is called Support Us Simply by Shopping Online. Did you know that a portion of your online purchase can be donated to Disability Rights North Carolina simply by linking to your favorite online retailers through GoodShop? Plus, GoodShop offers exclusive discounts for retailers such as Sears, Kohl's, L.L. Bean, Walmart, Old Navy, Crate and Barrel, and hundreds more. There's a large article to the right of these called PAIMI Advisory Council Guides Advocacy for People with Mental Illness. Disability Rights NC is responsible for protecting people with mental illness in our state from abuse, neglect, and discrimination. This obligation arises from our designation as the official protection and advocacy system for the state. We are mandated and funded by the federal government to enforce the Americans with Disabilities Act and other laws and regulations that protect the rights of people with disabilities. The Protection and Advocacy for Individuals with Mental Illness, or PAIMI Act of 1986, requires that we form an advisory council of citizens who are affected by mental illness, either directly or as family members, to guide us in focusing our work in the area and to help us develop targets. The PAIMI Advisory Council, or PAC, must include at least one attorney, one mental health professional, and one member of the general public knowledgeable about mental health issues. Our PAC has had a crucial role in the direction of our work, including our complaint to the U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, in 2010 that resulted in a settlement in 2012. The settlement requires the state of North Carolina to provide services that allow people with mental health to live in the most integrated settings appropriate to their needs, as mandated by the Americans with Disabilities Act. The PAC meets every quarter. It continues to offer guidance as we advocate for full implementation of the DOJ settlement agreement and helps formulate priorities in other areas as well. Those target areas currently include getting necessary services for children and adolescents with complex mental health needs and getting appropriate treatment for people with mental illness in jails and prisons. PAC meetings are open to the public. The dates, times, and locations of the quarterly meetings are posted on the homepage of our website. And their website is listed as www.disabilityrightsnc.org. That's www.disabilityrightsnc.org. The PAIMI Advisory Council of 2015 is listed as so. Pat McGinnis, Chair, parentheses Marion. Sam Bowman Furman, Vice Chair, parentheses Mount Airy. Pam Jarrett, Secretary, parentheses Candler. Robert Carey, Treasurer, parentheses Burnsville. Bradley Biggerstaff, parentheses Durham. Catherine Boeck, that's B-O-E-C-K, parentheses Tarboro. Carol Cannon, parentheses Greenville. Rick Davis, parentheses Raleigh. Kenya Howard, parentheses Raleigh. Damie Jackson Diop, parentheses Greensboro. Gail Osborne, parentheses Swannanoa. Jennifer Overfield, parentheses Wilmington. Marsha Roth, Pittsboro, and Sheila Wallhill, parentheses, Charlotte. And the PAIMI Advisory Council members are pictured front row, left to right, Sheila Wallhill, Catherine Boeck, and Marsha Roth. The middle row, left to right, Bob Carey, Carol Cannon, Damie Jackson Diop, and Pat McGinnis. And the top row, left to right, is Jennifer Overfield, Pam Jarrett, Kenya Howard, and Gail Osborne. We've run out of time for today's episode of On Target. Be sure to tune in next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Kenny Parkey for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. So long until next time. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138.